When darkness falls over Kyiv, it falls heavy. Streetlights turned off, households saving power, neighborhoods cycling through blackouts after weeks of sustained Russian strikes on the country's energy grid. Ukraine's president using the darkness in his nightly address.
We are not afraid of darkness. The darkest times for us are not the times without light, but those without freedom.
During daytime, life here can seem deceptively normal, but the recent resumption of strikes on the city and the mounting pressure on civilian infrastructure is bringing the war ever closer to home.
In my apartment now, I really have a weak temperature, like most of Ukrainians, but of course I'm worried. I don't know what we can expect in the future.
The Russian campaign over the last couple of weeks has been highly systematic, targeting not so much large power-generating facilities as smaller substations that transfer the electricity to the rest of the grid. Soviet era and with parts that are hard to replace. Restoring supply is proving difficult. It's a tactic that threatens homes, businesses and the digital space. Here at LANET, they provide internet access to hundreds of thousands of customers. Their servers automatically switch to a diesel generator when the power is cut.
The population usually gets information, alerts, news, explanation from the government. It's usually all done through the internet.
People here are having to improvise. Generators are in scarce supply. Disappointment for Natalia and Alexander, who are looking for extra insulation as well, but that was also sold out. Back home, they say they're doing their part to save power, but almost everything in their apartment runs on electricity. For all their positivity, the pain of this war intrudes all too easily. Memories of the last winter, when they were under Russian occupation in a nearby village, are informing their fears of the coming one.
They don't know how to fight a war, so they start bombing the civilian side. Kids die, many people with disabilities already. Horrific things.
Outside, the late autumn night is closing in and the temperature is dropping. Across Kyiv, across Ukraine, people are bracing for a long, difficult, dark winter. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.